back. We're going to talk about something this hour that each and every one of you right now is being impacted by. Each and every one of you right now is being degraded at the cellular level, at the neurological level, and at the level at which disease begins to break out in your body. Because most of you don't, I shouldn't say most, this audience is special. Most people nowadays do not take proper care of themselves, and they toxify themselves. So the silent, deadly killer called electromagnetic fields can get in and do its dirty work, triggering all manner of disease, psychological illness, neurological illness, you name it. They just found out, in fact, I put the paper up the other day, cell phones don't just cause one kind of cancer, not just brain cancer, 50 million cases of which are expected in the next 10 years worldwide, 50 million cases of brain cancer, isn't that nice? Cell phones, no. Cell phones cause 4 different kinds of cancers. What a pleasant surprise. So if you have one, learn to text, I guess is one of the messages, but don't leave the damn thing on when it's hanging on your belt or in your shirt pocket. Turn it on, use it, and turn it off. I guess that's the most practical way we can do these things. There's a woman who on the world stage is leading the fight to try to help all of us wake up to the fact that our keepers and our providers, hate to say it that way, are killing us. But boy, isn't it fun to pick up that cell phone and use it. And isn't it fun to be in a home that is surrounded by 60 hertz alternating current in every wall, in every hallway, in every building, every office, and in every car. You are bathed in 60 hertz AC. 60 hertz throws off uncountable, I couldn't even put a number on it, atomic photons, subatomic photons, which rip through the body, literally through every cell in your body, causing that cell to expend more energy to try to desperately reestablish the delicate positive and negative balance it maintains in its cellular membrane so it can function as part of a colony of cells wherever it might be. Those photons ripping off a 60 hertz field, heating pads, electric blankets, clock radios, whatever, go right through the body and destabilize those cells, burning up their energy trying to stay safe and sane, as it were. So what happens? The body weakens and the body gets sick. Anyway, here's someone who knows a lot more about this than I do. Her name is Donna Fisher. Glad to have her back on the program tonight. She is in Australia, but her reach is truly worldwide. Welcome back, Donna.
Hello, Jeff, and thank you very much for having me on your program.
It's my pleasure. One day maybe I'll be a guest on your program.
Yes, hopefully.
Do you have one?
Not yet.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I'll make an appearance
on it, though, because it's such a big issue.
Yeah. Well, this whole thing of silentfields.com, which is the website of record, silentfields.com. Now, our website has been momentarily hacked, and it's not fully loading. Boy, we're hanging by a thread, folks. So keep checking back, but that's Donna's website, silentfields.com. Now, you have a new book out, right, young lady?
Yes, I do. It's actually launched next week, but I've had the book for 2 weeks, and I've sold hundreds of copies. Yes, called More Silent Fields, Cancer and the Dirty Electricity Plague, The Missing Link. We now have the answers.
Oh, yeah. Well, if anybody would, you would. All right. Cancer and the Electricity Plague. It is a plague. It is a pandemic. It is a... It's an incredible issue when one understands that the electric grid surrounds virtually everyone. Now, please go ahead and tell us what you've found out through all of your years of research.
Okay, thank you. Well, I actually released my first book, which was about the magnetic field, which is coming from everything electrical. But when I released that book, I had more scientists say, well, if you think that's a problem, there's something a lot more prevalent in our lives, and it is actually dirty electricity, and it's affecting everybody, unless you're living in a hut or, you know, in the jungle. It's in every building in the world. It's coming from our grid into our homes and workplaces and schools, but we are also creating dirty electricity as well, and it is not affecting millions of people. I would actually go further and say it's affecting the billions of people. It is the largest health issue that we have ever had in our history.
Well, I wouldn't argue at all with that. Now, magnetic fields don't bother me. Electromagnetic fields are composed of two things, electricity and electric fields, and magnetic fields. Magnetic fields can be very healthful for people. I've worked with natural magnets for 25 years. I know what they can do. This is an issue that is requiring and begging for more defining. So please tell us what dirty electricity is.
Okay, what dirty electricity is, it's poor power quality. The actual power companies call it dirty power. Musicians call it dirty power because it actually interrupts with their electrical equipment. But the scientists call it dirty electricity. It is poor quality power. And as I said, we are also creating it ourselves using our modern-day green electrical appliances because it's in a certain frequency window that the nuclear weapons experts have identified that is harmful. So I've written this book to put it in very, very simple language. This is information that's come out from the Eastern Bloc and Russian scientists from the Cold War as well. And this dirty electricity is operating in this frequency window that is very, very harmful to us. And a great example for modern-day living is the computer itself. So dirty electricity is actually harming people. It's actually a poison. It's a poison that is entering our system.
What is it? What frequency band is it? What's the range you're talking about here, Donna?
Okay, the most studied range is from 1 to 100 kilohertz. So our wiring is 50 or 60 hertz, wherever you are in the world. Mm-hmm. And what our appliances are doing, it's making they're operating at a higher frequency that is harmful to us, and it's pushing it on our wiring and out into a field that actually surrounds us. So if you are sitting at a computer, computers, PlayStations, washing machines, compact pillows, all of those devices these days are operating in this harmful frequency, and it's poison. And our wiring, which is 50 hertz, is not meant to handle it. It can't handle it. It can't absorb it. It's throwing it at us. It's throwing it everywhere. So if you're sitting with all of your equipment in front of you, you are sitting in that field as well. And it's harmful. It is poison. It has been proven. Proven beyond doubt.
So the actual electronic devices and gadgets that we surround ourselves with, take 60 hertz and ramp it up into any number of infinite combinations, and they push it up into the kilohertz range, which is not good. It's even way worse than 60 hertz.
Exactly. So it's spiking. It's called transient. So when a person with diabetes, you know, eats something and it's not healthy for them, but it spikes their insulin. Well, what this electricity is doing, it's actually spiking our bodies, and it's just driving them crazy, and our immune systems cannot handle it at all. So, you know, the actual scientific language is, you know, is long and it's involved, and I've written the book to say it's simple. It's called a spike. Okay, it's spiking it, and it's not good because our whole systems are spiking ourselves, and it's very, very harmful. And it's just coincidence, one could say, that they've actually decided to generate all our electrical appliances in this harmful frequency range.
How did you find out about this? You say scientists notified you and said, hey, Donna, you better take a look at this or study that for a while. And this is a big secret, I guess. I've never heard of it before.
Well, yeah, I actually stumbled onto it because I wrote my first book about our court case, which created a world first, and I just slipped in at the very end a chapter on doing electricity that was quite small. But then I had a lady contact me after it, and she said, you know, I have high magnetic fields in my home because of power lines, but I've been filtering my my electricity, and I feel so much better. You know, like, this girl could hardly survive. She was in pain all the time, and she survived. So then I then contacted the scientist, who said, yes, it's all there. So it was huge. But what really made the difference for me, which validated it, there was a cancer cluster in a school in America.
Oh, yeah.
And two very distinguished researchers went in, had illegal access at night, and went in and measured it for dirty electricity.
Very good.
And it was that study which opened it up for the whole world to know.
Very good. Hold on, Donna. We'll be right back. Donna Fisher is my guest, and click on silentfields.com or type it in and go right to her site. Her new book is just out. Okay, back with Donna Fisher talking about our electric world and what it is doing to our health, which is not good. All right, how does this dirty electricity trigger cancer in people? Do we have a pretty good idea how that works?
Well, what it's doing, it's poisoning our system, and it's it looks like it's creating DNA damage. Now, damage to DNA is the starting process of cancer. So it actually allows the cancer process to actually start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, it looks like it's also promoting it as well. It's a fairly newish area in that respect. But the spikes, which are technically called transients, are causing cancer. Yes, they are capable of that, which is a very, very strong statement. And it's interesting because out of Washington State Department of Health in your own country 2 weeks ago, the man who's been working on this said, I hypothesize that the 20th century epidemic of the so-called diseases of civilization, including cardiovascular disease, cancer and diabetes, and suicide, was caused by electrification, not by lifestyle.
Wow.
A large proportion of these diseases may therefore be preventable. Now, that's incredible statement for one man to make.
It is, and I would certainly back it, but I wouldn't for a moment diminish the importance of all the other deadly issues in our environment and our lifestyle, from food to GMO food to pesticides. The average head of lettuce is sprayed over a dozen times with herbicides and pesticides, not to mention that the ground it's grown in is full of the stuff, and the actual plant cells have it pulling up from the soil. So, I mean, look, the food we eat is death enough. And I'm suggesting that the electricity kicking into the DNA structure of the body, along with all of this toxicity, plays a point of ignition for many people. There are a lot of factors here. But that is an amazing statement.
It is, and he actually looked at the history of urban and rural communities. But what's also happening, Jeff, is that chemicals can have their own dangers, and electromagnetic radiation from electricity can. But what it's doing, the electromagnetic radiation is actually enhancing the damage from the chemicals. So it's enhancing.
Yeah, sure.
So it is, as you say, it is a cocktail. It is a cocktail mix, and it's looking like it's very lethal.
Now, diabetes is exploding all over the country. We've been able to trace that to some degree to the spread of depleted uranium, this radioactivity around the world, which apparently likes the pancreas. But that's another issue. So what have you found out about electric fields and diabetes?
Okay, well, it's spiking insulin levels. We've had experts go into someone's home and the insulin, this was presented to the World Health Organization as well in 2004. They went in and the person's insulin level was 36 in a dirty electrical environment. They actually turned it into a clean electrical environment. And 1 week later, the insulin level was 9. So the insulin has gone from 36 to 9. An absolute dramatic decrease.
So
World Health Organization has seen this.
It's beating up the pancreas for some reason.
Yes, you know, yeah, it's a little mire out of how it all happens. But there's a type 3 diabetes has been determined, and they're saying it's got an environmental trigger and dirty electricity is actually creating this type 3 diabetes, and maybe some of the other diabetes as well is also artificially created by a dirty electrical environment.
Is there such a thing as a clean electrical environment? Can we clean it up to a reasonable level?
Yes. As we clean our water, you know, we actually filter our water for cleaner water. We now have, it's imperative that we actually filter our actual electrical environments to make it clean. So we have a clean electricity. I mean, I look at the whole state of it and think, well, I don't think there's any such thing as clean power anymore if you look at coal emissions and the substations. But if we start to personally clean our own environment in our homes and workplaces, then that is a major step forward, because it looks like we can create a barrier. So the electricity coming in is sent back out again. Huge problem. It's worldwide.
All right. Are there machines that can treat the incoming electricity, or is it, does that not matter? Is it the machinery in the house that takes the 60 hertz and makes the dirty electricity, or is it both?
Dirty electricity is actually coming from the grid into your home.
All right.
But we are also creating it as well with all our modern-day energy-efficient appliances. So it's coming in, but we are also creating it.
So what can we use in our home to tame this savage beast?
Okay, there are filters available which actually remove this harmful radiation. For example, I actually had some in my home. Touched on it in my first book. I actually talk about it in my second book. I don't sell the product myself. I've tried to get into Australia for the people. But I have testimonies from people who had multiple sclerosis, a child who has autism, and the actual filters. So they've actually been in the States a few years, been in Canada, just coming to Australia in about 2 weeks.
All right, I'd like to know a little bit more about these devices. Are there more than one,
sure,
Donna? Or just one main?
No. At the moment, there is 1 meter. There's only 1 meter in the world which actually measures it. Very, very easy. All you do is plug the meter into a PowerPoint, and it gives you an actual readout.
Okay, and we're back talking with Donna Fisher in Oz, and she has a new book out next week, already sold hundreds of copies, silentfields.com. I want you to go there. This is another great resource for you to try to protect yourself and your family. There is a very nice email that came in. I'm not sure if you know this lady. Her name is Joanne Evans. She is in Emporia, Kansas.
Yes.
Joanne said, hello, Jeff. I would like to tell your listeners that Donna Fisher is the real deal when it comes to investigating EMF pollution and promoting research and education regarding this insidious environmental pollution. She, like you, has been most generous with our group, PAHEE, People Against Human Electromagnetic Exposure, which spawned out of our personal nightmare, an industrial electric substation, which was built 10 feet from our home, and its devastating, debilitating effect on our lives. Ms. Fisher, no doubt, is a pioneer and soldier for truth in this worldwide cover-up, which is EMF kills. Thank you for allowing her to be heard. Now, Joanne had a video out that I put on the website and ran all a few weeks back. It's called Exploitation in Kansas, Part 1. Now, the substation 10 feet from their home. I want you to hear this. I'm going to read. It's just the noise of the substation with text over it. I'm going to read just a little bit from the YouTube video. So see if I can tricky it. I'm going to try and balance this out here so you can hear me and the noise. It's pretty disgusting. It's pretty deadly is what it is. All right, here we go. Hear that? That noise was recorded on their property. They've been exposed to it for over 1,500 days. Toxic noise and acoustical trauma, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Isn't that nice? Right next to your house. Nothing she can do about it. They're fighting like hell, and I hope they can prevail in the end. The blatant trespass and battery of our home by this, it's called West Star Energy Incorporated. They don't care about human life. That's the bottom line, Donna. They really don't. They don't care.
Yes, and sadly, it's not just power lines and substations. It's in everybody's home, but Joanne, the living there, would have a lot more happening there. She would have high magnetic fields, and her dirty electricity would be en masse. And if she lived in Australia, I'd tell her to come live with me. It's that serious.
Well, no, and there's no chance they'll sell their home. Zero, none. You'd think that Westar would get smart and buy them out to shut them up, but I guess Westar is too cheap to do that. Not that that's the ultimate solution to all this, but at least it would potentially get them off the hot seat there. That's just horrible. All right. The increase in autism in kids, we've talked about that. You've talked about that before. Now, some people have been, we have one in 66 male children in one part of the United States coming down as autistic. Their lives are ruined. What's the tie-in with Silent Fields?
Okay, well, what we're finding is that I wondered, and I'll slip over to breast cancer to link in, I wondered why the dramatic increase in the 1970s in breast cancer actually accompanied the actual rise of computers.
Oh, it's so an explosion. Well, especially those old, excuse me, but that was an explosion. And here are all these women sitting in front of the old CRT, the cathode ray tube, the gun, which points to the front of the screen. Remember the big computer screens, folks? There's a gun in the back pointing a beam of electrons right to the inside back of the screen you were watching. And women sitting right in front of this were being blasted in their chest with these ionizing radiation waves. Go ahead, please.
Yes. So what's happening is when the women are typing at their computers, that they're sitting in a dirty electrical field, okay? Also, there is another electrical component of that where the current is reaching our breath. There's also a chemical, and I haven't released this chemical one to the world. As I said, they interact. There's a chemical being released from plastics, and it's being released from computers.
Oh, okay? So you're breathing it too,
found,
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so they found concentrations of the chemicals in women's breast milk. So pregnant women have to be really, really careful. If they are in an environment that's been electrically cleaned, that will be a lot safer for them, and that is why you will, we will find that there's high incidences of breast cancer in call centres. So the breast. So what's happening here, though, when the current is coming down from their breast, it stays in their breast, it's going over their stomach. Now, this current is no good. So that could be one of the factors why we have so much autism. There's a high use of baby monitors as well, and I question that in my book. There's a letter that's been written from a top scientist to one of the watchdogs in the world. They are questioning that as well. And so there are many factors. It could be the wiring that's in your home running in the wall where you sleep. They've actually had small studies that are showing that when the mother was in a dirty electrical in environment, they are basically to be linking that to autism. So we have to, we have to filter. We have to have clean electrical environments as opposed to dirty electrical. And with all the scientific terms about the window, to put in simple language, it's dirty and it's killing us and it's creating a lot of illness and it's killing a lot of people. And it's a scientific fact, though. Like, one of the countries in the world has already, they have mandated against dirty electrical environments in workplaces. So it's a valid scientific fact. They can't say no longer, it's not happening. And why is there an associate professor in Canada submitting testimonies for women who develop breast cancer that they feel is from their office, but in Australia and America, they are just still saying it's not happening? You know, that's one very brave woman there.
Yeah.
And she's tremendous, and she's one of the experts on dirty electricity in the world.
All right. Well, the whole issue of electromagnetic radiation and autism and breast milk. Breast milk was held by one very substantial research survey to be the most toxic liquid a child could intake at one point. It was a mind-boggling display of where all these chemicals go and how the body tries to get rid of them any way it can. And one of the ways is through breast milk. It just dumps them. So the poor kid just, doesn't have a chance. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, talking with Donna Fisher, her new book, just out, More Silent Fields. How do we get the book, Donna?
Okay, at the moment, the book is available through my website, silentfields.com. I personally handle all of it. You know, it's as soon as it comes in immediately, I post the book off that day. Very informative because I talk about autism, diabetes, asthma. They actually went into a school and there were 37 asthmatic children. They filtered the school and the children didn't need to use their puffers much at all, actually. Breast cancer, I wonder about breast cancer, but I have the answer in there. And as I said, you know, what's in the book, there's someone in courtroom saying, yes, this is what's happening. But we're not even looking at that. We're looking at prostate cancer and all cancers, leukemia and brain tumors. There are so many frequencies for people to look at, but the focus at the moment is looking at dirty electricity because it's more personal in our environment and we can actually stop it. The person who's got their wireless computer on next door that is coming in, but at the moment the research is saying that a dirty electrical environment, which is that 1 to 100 kilohertz is the worst. And these filters, it's easy. Just plug them into your PowerPoint. It's simple. It's simple for the people.
All right. What does this filter look like?
Okay. This filter, it's about 5 inches long, and it actually plugs in the wall, and it's really good. It has another power outlet on the other side, so okay, it's not taking up room.
Where is it? On your website, Donna?
Sorry?
Is it on your website?
No, I am not selling the actual filters, so no, but it's actually in my book. But it's made Dave Stetzer in America from Stetzer Electric, and Martin Graham, who's an emeritus professor. Like, this is coming from really brilliant minds. There's no meter like this, and there's no filter like that. I talk about the actual filter in my book, give many examples, but it's come from your country. But it's research from Russia and the Eastern Bloc and Canada as well. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. Like, it's a huge step forward.
All right. I want to get this real clear now. Martin Graham is the professor emeritus scientist behind it. What is the name of the website where people can go to see this?
It's on stetzerelectric.com.
Spectre?
No, Stetzer, Stetzer. So
I'm not getting that quite.
Sorry.
Give it to me one more time.
Okay, yes, it's interesting. That's S-T-E-T.
S-T-E-T.
T-Z-E-R.
So Stetzer. Stetzer.
Yes, Stetzer Electric. And it's called the Stetzerizer Filter.
StetzerElectric.com.
Yes.
All right, I'll check into this. Maybe I'll have Mr. Graham or somebody on the program as well. This is important.
Look, it will help people immensely. As I said, I've got testimonies, and I was surprised. I thought I was onto something beforehand, but this dirty electricity plague, it is bigger than all of us. It will dwarf the smoking and asbestos issues.
Wow. All right. Well, this is a major discovery, and I, again, am glad to be informed now about it, because I didn't know. I knew how bad normal 60 hertz was. I didn't know that it was clean and dirty, although I have two devices plugged into my household current, which are 20-plus years old, which are supposedly able to calm these fields down. But this I need to check into. This is very interesting, and I will. All right. We have...
Well, it's been mathematically...
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
No, go ahead. We have just about 5 minutes left, so you take it away and tell us what you want to put on the table here, because not much time left.
Yes, well, their filter has been mathematically and scientifically proven, which is it's the hallmark of acceptance. And this man who, Dr. Milham, who actually put out that actual strong statement that, you know, our huge problem is due to electrification, he's more or less saying that, yeah, it's these transients, it's these spikes, it's actually dirty electricity. I see any as harmful, but the actual term is called dirty electricity.
Right.
And it's big. It's, I mean, but I've hopped onto it quickly. See, asbestos, they first saw illnesses in the 1900s, you know, early 1900s, and they didn't do anything about it, ban it till 1995. This issue could have gone the same way, but it's too important. It is so huge, and people can simply filter their electricity, and it will help so much go away. And if no one believes them, like if a woman's pregnant and she's in front of a computer all day, she should be able to actually say to her employer, I need you to put me in another job there. And he'll go, oh, yeah, sure, think she's a hippie or whatever. But that's why I've written the book. The employees and employers must understand, because employers don't know. And I don't believe those employers would really want to harm the people. But it's there in black and white. It's valid scientific fact. I'm working with the unions here in Australia, and we are going to change legislation or implement it in Australia to protect all workers. And we will, if it is big, I cannot emphasize that this is enormous, and even I didn't realize how big the problem is. But we have the answer. We have the answer why there's a lot of breast cancer happening out there. So it's really, really enormous. And, you know, and yeah, it's that's why I write these books. They are simple because it's technical language and it's huge.
How many Stetsurizers do you have at your home?
Well, I actually have 8 in my home. I purchased the meter. I couldn't get one. And I rang Dave Spetzer and I said, I need one in my home. I really want to see. I want to see it for my own eyes. And I got one. It's simple. You plug it in and it has a reading. Okay. And I was surprised. But then I have a lot of energy efficient appliances and solar panels. They've found even houses with solar panels have higher have high fields of electricity. So I've put in, was it 8 or 10? I loaned them out a bit because the people are actually desperate. Because I'm very healthy, I'm very strong, right. And I don't think I have a compromised immune system. But so I can't feel it, but a lot of people are feeling it. For example, a diabetic can sit next to a lamp with a complex fluorescent light,
sure.
And it will spike their actual insulin levels. So, like this is what it is capable of. I mean, as they say, the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with the real deal. So, I have 8 to 10 in my home. Actually, I think someone had lent us some, but it's huge. And I have friends who have read the books that I want some for my workplace. I'm going to demand it. So I think in America and Canada, they've seen some houses need 10 or 15, you know, so it's, every house is different. But you
sure.
just purchase a meter and you just, you know, give it to friends
yeah.
and your children
what,
and workplaces.
So 1 meter might do 1 room, that's kind of the idea, maybe?
No, it's a meter. The actual meter measures the whole house and the whole building. You actually put the meter in.
Why do you need 8 or 10
every
then?
Outlet.
Why would you need
Sorry?
Why would you need 8 or 10?
Okay, well, it's 1 meter and 8 to 10 filters. So
oh, okay,
you actually
okay,
put
okay.
the meter in to see what it's reading,
and
right?
Then you
and
add
it shouldn't read
as
over
needed,
a certain level. And then you put filters in the PowerPoints around the house until it's down to its recommended level. Of course, close to zero is great. So it's 1 meter, but lots of filters, and we will see them in every workplace. And it's Dave Stetzer's and Martin Graham's work. And as I said, it's been mandated in one country already that these filters will be everywhere because at least you're actually stopping the electricity, which looks like the most harmful frequency for us as human beings.
I will...
It's having animals affected by it as well.
I'll be on this tomorrow, so... there is another company that's been at this. It's probably a much different technology. It's called Claris, and they have put out, it's a subtle energy, 360-degree, 30-foot radius in every direction, which calms these photon emissions. And they've proven over and over again that they do have impact, especially on children. Children become hyperactive in electric fields, as you know. And when they put these Claris, it's actually hidden in a clock. They put it in the classroom. They don't even tell the kids. And their behaviors change. They become calmer, more attentive, and all the rest of it. So this is another, obviously, very important breakthrough. So I will be on this tomorrow, and I sure do thank you for telling us about it. This is very good. And your new book will be available here in the States soon?
It's available through my website, silentfields.com.
Okay. All right, good. All right. That's silentfields.com. Donna Fisher. And I sure thank you again for being here. This is great. Dirty electricity is a potent universal carcinogen. Find out about
it. Yes, it is.
Thank you, Donna, very much. We'll talk again.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and thank you to all your listeners.
Our pleasure. Take care.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, dirty electricity. We're going to find out about this, and I'll get these people on the program next week or something if I can. Okay, be right back in just a few minutes.